Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Love's Sacrifice. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
These ain't minister verses. These are Christian verses. Anybody who's going to be a disciple, which means a follower, you can be a believer without being a disciple. You can be a believer without being a follower. But you can never have the fullness of the will of God and the blessing of God in your life unless you follow fully. Anybody interested in following fully?
Yes.
Then it's going to cost you something. I said it's going to cost you something. And that's where the rub comes in. It's going to cost you something. It's going to mess with your schedule. It's going to mess with your plans. Well, you know what I found out? Don't come up with your own plans. You just have to die to them anyway. Right? It's just so much better. Just don't produce your own plans. What's your dreams and your personal dreams and aspirations, Brother Keith? Don't have them. I don't. There was a time I had some. Had to die to them. I want to make it easy on myself in days to come. What's your dreams and aspirations? My dream is whatever His will is. That's my dream. That's my dream. Not my will, but Thy will be done. Lord, whatever You got planned, and I know it will be an adventure. And I know it's going to be things you never thought. I never thought I'd be a pastor. Never thought I'd be in here talking to you tonight like this. But it's one of the greatest things ever happened to me in my life. It's thrilling, exciting, and I know the rest of our life will be the same way.
Yes.
The Lord will show us things and we'll go, whoo, never thought about that. Wowee. You mean me doing that. Just about everybody on our staff is doing something radically different than they thought they wanted to do. And happy.
Amen.
No, you got to be willing. Everybody say willing.
Willing.
And you got to trust Him. I had a great revelation. This has been 30 some years ago. I was in my car and I was sitting at a signal light. And I got a revelation. I mean, it just hit me. It just came all over me. It came in me. And this was the revelation. God is smarter than me. Don't you think that's good? God is, no, really. God is really, really smarter than me. What do you mean, Brother Kid? Didn't you know that before? Well, yeah, if you'd asked me, I'd have said that, but it went off in me. And I saw some things I hadn't seen before. I began to sit there and meditate and get excited. I thought, He made me. He knows what's in me that I don't have a clue. He knows where I'm supposed to go, what I'm supposed to do. He put that in me. I don't know all that. I should trust Him. He's smarter than me. Right? So when He says, do this, we're going here, we're doing this, even if my initial response is, huh? Oh, I never thought that. We got to be quick to do what the Master said. I delight to do Your will, O God. It's a choice. It's not a feeling. It's a choice. And I learned I can do that as an act of my will. There's been several things. I thought, Lord, I want to do this. I want to do this. And the Lord directed me. No, I don't want you doing that. And I said, right. Exactly right. You don't like it. I don't like it. My mind's going, yes, you do. You've already said, shut up, shut up. Nobody asked you. He doesn't like it. I don't like it. I'm with Him. Right? I delight to do Your will, oh God. It's a choice. It's not a feeling. And then there have been some things I thought, well, you know, I'd never do that. And the Lord prompted me, I want you to do that. I mean, this pastor thing, whew, I prayed and fasted for weeks. I thought, God, I don't want to step into a place I'm not called to and And there were some other folks thought, no, you're not called to that. They weren't helping at all. And finally, the Lord spoke to my heart. He said, quit trying to figure this thing out. Just do what I told you to do. And man, I saw it. I'd been dragging my feet. And I said, God, forgive me. Forgive me. No. I like it. Yeah. Brother Keith, pastor, that's me. And my head's going, don't. No. And I, shut up, head. Nobody asked you. And it's just been one of the greatest things. One of the greatest things in our life so far. I can't explain. I'd have to talk in tongues and couldn't express it. How rich you have added to my life. The family in this church and the family, I can't describe it. It's just, hallelujah. So wonderful. I'm so glad I wasn't stupid and clung to my little ideas of what I could do and what I was and was not and limited God in my life. He said, you can't be my disciple unless you love me more than them, including your own life. 27, you cannot be my disciple unless you carry your own cross and come with me. We're going to talk about this later. Do you know some things in our life, some things about us need to be nailed? They need to be nailed. Is that easy? That's where some of the suffering comes in. Ain't suffering being sick. It ain't suffering being broke. It's suffering. Crucifying your flesh. Submitting your will to His will. And it can be as arduous as laying it on the piece of wood and nailing it. But it stands between you and God's ultimate place for you. He said, suppose one of you wants to build a tower. What's the first thing you'll do? Won't you sit down? Figure out how much it'll cost, and if you have money to pay for it, otherwise you start building and not able to finish it. Count the cost. Everybody say, count the cost.
Count the cost.
Is it going to cost you something to serve God like you're supposed to? Is it going to cost you something to go all the way?
Yes.
Just a little bit?
Yes.
No. It's going to cost you a lot, isn't it? It's going to cost you a lot to go all the way. Is it worth it? Here's the question.
Oh, yes.
Is it? Can you trust God?
Yes.
Is He going to mess up your life? Is He going to destroy everything that you've built and done? Is He going to leave you high and dry, wishing you'd never trusted Him, wishing you'd never followed Him? Can you trust Him?
Yes.
Can you trust Him, saints?
Yes.
Yes, you can. Somebody say, yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
Go to Matthew in closing. Matthew, the 13th chapter. Matthew 13, Jesus is speaking. And He said, Matthew 13, 44, again, the kingdom of heaven is likened to treasure hid in a field, the which when a man has found, he hides, and for joy, everybody say joy, joy. Is this crying and feeling sorry for yourself? And depressed and upset? No, this is joy. Why? Keep reading. For joy thereof, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Does he feel like somebody's punishing him?
No.
Because he's liquidating everything he's got. Sells all that he has. Say it out loud. Sells all that he has. Say it again. Sells all that he has. Is he depressed? Is he crying? Is he sobbing? No. What? Joy. Why? Because he has found something worth selling it all. He's found something that's bigger and better and greater by far. He doesn't even wince when he sells it. He doesn't cry, doesn't shed a tear. He's joyful. Joy. He's glad. Glad he had it to give. Glad he had it to liquidate. 45. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man seeking goodly pearls, who when he had found one pearl of great price. The pearl of great price. What did he do? What did he do? Who's talking here? Jesus, the head of the church. What's he telling us? Why is he telling us these stories? He said, this is how the kingdom is. This is how it works with you, walking with me. This is how my plan is. This is how the kingdom is. He found that one pearl of great price. What did he do? Went and sold all that he had. Say it out loud. Went and sold all that he had. What did he do? Sold all that he had. Say it three more times. Sold all that he had. Again, sold all that he had. And bought it. And shouted. And said, I got the greatest pearl that's ever been. I got the pearl. I got the pearl. I got the pearl. I got the pearl. He had a bunch of stuff and he traded it all. He traded it all. He sold it all so he could get that. Is there anything in this life worth selling it all, leaving it all, turning loose of it all, walking away from it all? Paul said this, you remember? He said, I was a Pharisee of the Pharisees. I had a claim. I had stature. I had this. He said, I counted all dung. I lost it all. And I am glad about it, that I may win Christ, that I may know Him. Amen. That's the pearl of great price, is walking with Him, finding His plan, doing His will, being where you're supposed to be, when you're supposed to be, doing what you're supposed to be doing, friend. There's nothing like it in this world. There is nothing like laying your head on the pillow at night and you're not wrestling and you're not crying, I'm doing the will of God, what's wrong in my life? No, you know you are. You're where you're supposed to be. Hallelujah. There's joy. There's peace. There's not enough money on the planet. There's not enough stuff on the planet worth forfeiting God's will and plan, because it'll never bring you happiness and satisfaction in the absence of doing His will. It cannot replace it. I don't care how rich you could ever be. It can't replace it. Great is our God. And His plan is great and glorious. And we can trust Him. Oh, somebody say, I can trust Him. Stand up on your feet, everybody.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Love's Sacrifice, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 3rd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.